a tall man was walking toward me. Artisan Quinn. Next to him was a shorter copy of Quinn without the beard.
"Bon appert, Fra Erasmus," Quinn said.
"Bon appert, Artisan Quinn," I returned, and then looked at his son. His son was looking at my left foot. His gaze traveled quickly up to the top of my hood, but did not catch or linger on my face, as if this were of no more note than a wrinkle in my bolt. "Bon," I began, but he interrupted.
"That bridge is built on the arch principle."
"Barb, the Fra's wishing you bon appert," said Quinn, and held out his hand in my direction.
But Barb actually reached out and pulled his father's arm down. It was blocking his view of the bridge.
"The bridge has a catenary curve because of the vectors," Barb went on.
"Catenary, that's from the orth word for," I began.
"It's from the orth word for chain," Barb announced. "It is the same curve that a hanging chain makes, flipped upside down. But the drive shaft that opens the gates has to be straight, unless it was made with new matter."
His eyes found my sphere and studied it for a few moments.
"But that can't be, because the convent of St. Edhar was built after the first sack, so it must have been made with old matter."
His eyes went back to the drive shaft, which seemed to follow the arch of the bridge, passing through blocks of carved stone at regular intervals.
"Those stone things must contain universal joints," he concluded.
"That is correct," I said.
The shaft is put together from 8 straight pieces connected by universal joints hidden inside the bases of those statues. The base of a statue is called a plinth."
And Barb began to walk very fast. He was the first extra to cross over the bridge into our math. Quinn gave me a look that was difficult to interpret and hustled after him. An altercation had flared up between the desolate woman and the sewers. Apparently this woman had been told by some ignorant person that we'd give her money for the baby. The sewers had set her straight as gently as they knew how. Several more extras had come in. A group of half a dozen, mostly men, all wearing clothes that were respectful but not expensive. They had engaged a small group of mostly older avowed. The foremost of the visitors was draped in a thick, gaudy colored rope with a globe at the end. I reckoned he was the priest of some newfangled counter-Bayesian arc. He was talking to Fra Haligastrium, big, bald, burly, and bearded, looking as if he had just stepped off the paracline after a brief discussion of ontology with Telenes. He was a theoretical geologist and the FAE of the Edharian chapter. He was listening politely but kept throwing significant glances at a pair of purple-bolted hierarchs standing off to the side. Degalos, the warden fendant, and Statho, the primate. Circumventing this group, I passed an earshot of a side conversation. One of the women visitors had engaged Fra Jesri. I put her age at about 30, though the way that Extramuros women did their hair and faces made it difficult to guess such things. On second thought, she was a dressed-up 25. She was paying close attention to Jesri, asking him questions about life in the math. After what seemed like a long time, I got Jesri's attention. He politely told the woman that he had made arrangements to go Extramuros with me. She looked at me, which I enjoyed. Then her G-jaw spat out a burst of notes, and she excused herself to take a call.